USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Broadcasting live from the KSHP studios in the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Scott Pritchard, joined as always by Brett Grant. How are you, young man?
Great, Scott. How you doing?
Doing great. Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Beautiful day. I'm excited we have not one but two live on-air guests. A very funny man, a good friend of mine, Daryl Wright.
How are you? Hi, everybody. Hi, how you doing?
Who's this pretty young lady sitting next to you?
We have Amanda Blow with us from Cinemax, and she has her own show on TV radio. I thought it was Playboy Serious. But she just told me that she switched networks.
Well, it's because I was, I hopefully am going to get a show there. I was on the radio on Playboy, and I talked to them, and they were interested. But I'm here with you guys, which is much better.
And Scott's girlfriend. If it's any black guys walking around with Big Macs, Scott's girlfriend is chained up in his house somewhere. Because we just played the Bally's this week, and every time Scott plays with me, his girlfriend is there. And she wasn't there this week. And I'm like, Scott, where's your girlfriend? And he's like,
she's hot
visiting.
Too.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
and he was like, she's visiting her parents? That's not how that's supposed to come off, dog. Like, so where is she?
So I mean,
she's chained up somewhere.
Yeah, see.
Somewhere.
What is it with you white boys and chaining up women? I don't know what the deal is.
Is that how you keep her? Or
that's the only way I can keep her.
Okay, cool.
Well,
cool.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Well, what?
No, you tell me.
No, I was just wondering because every time I've ever played with Scott at the L.A. Comedy Club, his girlfriend is with him, and this one time she wasn't with him. So I'm like, Scott, what's going on? And he's like, oh, she's fine. And I'm like, why do your eyes keep rolling when you're there? She's fine.
As you can tell, Daryl Wright is a very funny man. How funny? I'm glad you asked. No one's as funny as you, Amanda.
No.
I have to say that 7 billion people, Brett, are on the planet. Only two comics in the world are on George Carlin's label. One, the late, great George Carlin, and the second and only dude, Daryl Wright. Congratulations to Daryl.
That's worth a bell ring, isn't it, Scott?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think so, Daryl.
Well, it's actually, and it's funny because Scott asked me, and I actually was going to leave today because I have to be in Charlotte for the NASCAR race. I just got hired to be a correspondent for NASCAR on Speed TV. So I have to be in Charlotte this weekend. But Scott asked me to do the show, and I'm like, I'm going to stay an extra day just to do this with Scott and to also find a body that's chained up.
Do you have any clues of where it might be? We were talking before the show. As long as you don't live radio that we don't do dropping to George Carlin's 7 dirty words, we're good to go.
Right. Well, yeah. I already know that, so I'm not going to do that. But you know what? They were adamant that Daryl, we know. Oh, by the way, this is my birthday, so
I was going to say, this is our man's birthday today,
yes.
And he's been so humble, and look at all these titles. I just love it. I thought he was kidding. I thought he was lying to me. I was like, no, you ain't going to get me on there. Nah, you lie.
No,
you lie.
She was looking forward to it.
Not really ready. I'm like, really? Are you serious? Oh, my God. So I didn't get my eyelashes on or nothing.
Oh, my God. Tell them about trying to look for your eyelashes. It was hilarious.
Oh, okay,
We want to hear. Amanda?
Okay, all right. Bottom line is, he passed out when we were all doing a pole dance on the pole that my friend has in her house, in her apartment, and he passed out on his birthday. We were trying to give him a little dance. She does it for exercise. She has kids. And
passed out.
Only
and
you
so,
could
hey,
pass out
you know
during
what?
That.
For all and you guys what? Out there that want to call in, what's the number, man?
221-7283.
Okay, so if you want to call me an idiot, call in and call me an idiot. I passed out.
That's
okay.
A good idea.
I passed out. But anyway, go ahead, Amanda.
So that was it. That was the whole story.
I do want to remind our listeners that this Friday, Speed TV, Daryl will be one of the analysts on the NASCAR race, Speed TV, 5
yes.
o'clock Las Vegas, mm-hmm. Vegas time. Check
yes,
that out.
Yes, yes.
Also, I've caught you on Jay Moore's sports
yes,
show
I'm on
Fox Sports Radio.
I'm on Jay Moore's sports, Fox Sports Radio every Wednesday. So Mondays, listen to Scott, And Wednesdays, listen to me on Jay Moore Sports. I'm not going to send nobody to another channel because that's kind of ignorant. But every Wednesday I'm on there. I am the NASCAR analyst for Jay Moore Sports.
How did you get involved in the NASCAR part of it, Daryl?
A woman. Okay. Of course.
It's always always blame a woman. When in doubt, blame a woman.
I was living in Texas.
It's good for all of us, right? Exactly. She did a good deed. They don't usually do that.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know what? If Scott didn't have his woman chained up, she could tell you.
Hey, that sounds nice, actually. I'm sorry. I've been really excited. I might be a little hyped up since you said that. Maybe that's why you wanted me to get that way. Or I don't know if it was set up or not. But, hey, I'll come help you out with your chains.
Well, we're going to get started with What Say You? Warriors win. Big win yesterday. It's now 2-2 NBA playoffs. The Golden State Warriors at home defending their home court.
No, they
don't
did not.
Be fooled.
No, they did not. No, they did not. I'm a Spurs fan. I am a Spurs fan, and first of all, that was the worst call game I have seen in a long time. All of those offensive fouls, as far as on the screens, were garbage. You know what I'm saying? Let people play. You know, I'm a Spurs fan. I want the Spurs to win, but I don't appreciate calls like that. That was just awful, man.
I noticed yesterday, Daryl, I mean, the Spurs led by 8, 4:49 to go in the game, and then I give Jarrett Jack credit. He hit 3 consecutive jumpers. Thompson tied the game.
Jarrett Jack
there were two things.
Down syndrome.
he does, but he has a great jump shot.
Yeah, he looked like Down syndrome.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know what I got into. This is funny. I'm just like back and forth. Really?
Point, counterpoint, point, counterpoint.
That was hot. Okay, good.
But Bogut, I call him Andrew Bogus. Uh-huh. Bogut was standing out of bounds with 16 seconds to go in the game.
You know what? That was a hard call for a referee to see.
Well, but why is that call not reviewable when every other call along the baseline is reviewable? About
if you want to go into instant replay, I think the NBA does a good job, but don't go into instant replay with the NBA if you're not going to go to baseball.
Well, I agree with that.
So, but at the spur of the moment, that's an awful, like, there's no way in hell that the referee can see all of that going on as fast as it was. So I think even you got to remember, I am a Spurs fan.
Well, there was a couple instances earlier, and maybe not in this series, Scott, but the other series, where they did go and the ball went out of bounds and they went and reviewed it and changed the call. I don't see why they can't go in and look at that call.
See, that's the concern, okay? Right. Let's have some continuity and some consistency here, because why do you leave it up to the refs on which calls they review and which ones they don't? Now, Pop knows best. Greg Popovich is the man. He appealed to the ref, said, listen, man, check that out. Review that. They ignored it. Also, late in the game, inside of about 3 minutes to go, Barnes, the rookie for Golden State, went hard to the basket. Duncan blocked the ball. Blocked the shot. It went out of bounds off of Barnes. Clearly, they gave it to Golden State. Thompson hit a shot. I mean, we're talking about a fine line between winning and losing. Refs are human. They make mistakes. But I'm telling you, it was blatant, not once, but twice yesterday.
Well, and when you're the road team, that's obviously going to go against you even more so, because the home team gets that momentum. Suddenly, Curry's making shots, Jack's making shots, and Thompson making shots. And then the Spurs didn't respond well in overtime when it went to overtime.
No, see, that's the problem. We can't blame it. We can't blame it on anyone but the Spurs in overtime, my friend.
Old men can't do it.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about old men, Amanda?
I think that everybody here is just beautiful. I love how you're like
bouncing. I didn't say they were old.
I didn't say that. I was about to tell you.
Why did she look at me when you said old men?
No, I did not. I looked at my mirror over here because I just turned 39 myself.
Really?
Well, happy 39. She looks like she's 24.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Go on. Okay. So
hey, Scott. Hey.
Go on. Before, you were saying.
I think that girl just broke through the chains.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. I do not mean any harm. I just,
I think she just broke it. No, but the Spurs
probably
are old. Probably
did. You're right.
The Spurs are old.
He's sweating.
And he is sweating like a runaway slave right now.
She's
a runaway slave.
Listening to this show.
No. Run.
But no, the Spurs are old. So I knew if the Spurs got to overtime, it wouldn't be good, because Tim Duncan looked tired at the end of the fourth quarter because he had those two moves against Bogut.
Well, I want to see everybody try to go out there and do all that and not say you're tired. Come on, I ran down the stairs the other day, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm fairly young.
It's like Kareem when he was in Airplane. You tell your old man.
Thank you. It's a whole different story when you're there and you're in the, involved in it.
You know what's weird? I think comedy has made me a better sports fan because I don't know if Scott can agree with this, but I think doing comedy has made me a better sports fan.
I was
going to
say, which
before,
one?
Really?
Sorry. Was that too easy?
No, but I think because we go on stage and because people analyze us so much, it made me a better sports fan as far as I can look at sports and be like, you know what? You have to compartmentalize. It's like, oh, he missed that shot. Yeah, he missed that shot because he's been running up and down with the best athletes in the world for 25 minutes. He might be a little tired. Same with, it's made me a better football fan. Because now I'm like, I'm compassionate. Because it's like, he dropped the ball. Yeah, but it's a 260-pound brother about to kill him when he dropped the ball. So I'm like, he's not a scrub. It's just I've never had to catch a football with a 260-pound brother that's breathing fire coming at me. So I think comedy has made me a better sports fan. So.
Don't you
I like
think,
that.
Daryl?
I really do.
You
I
talk
think
about
that's a
the
great
Spurs.
Way to explain it.
You talk about the Spurs being old, but isn't there a fine line between being old and being proven?
Proven is for people that's old.
that's why I brought it up.
That's what
so the only people that have experience are old people.
Yeah, that's what old people always say. It's like, I'm proven. No, you're old. But if you look at these games, it's obvious how old they are. It's so blatant how old the Spurs are. It's just like,
you mean
my God.
The Spurs, or you mean each individual Spur?
Each individual Spur. It's obvious how old they are.
Okay.
Right.
I want to
namely,
check.
Ginobili,
yes,
Duncan.
Ginobili
these guys are past their prime, although they've
yes,
played
they
extremely well.
There is never past a prime when you're a man.
Hey.
Well said. We're going to have her on every day.
I'm serious.
This is good for your ego, Scott.
No,
Amanda Blow is with us every day. We're going to rename this show, not the Odds Couple, the Amanda Blow Show.
That's my show.
Scott is so happy that she said no man is past his prime.
No, I mean it, though. That is so – I cannot tell you how much I mean that, and I appreciate all the men out there and anybody that works hard for the being a man. Like, I would never come back on this earth as a man. It would be too difficult.
Wow. You don't hear a woman say that every day.
I mean that more than anything.
These two are speechless. They're like, wow.
That's never happened before.
Well, I go down in the road.
Well, you know what? Scott's never heard it because his girlfriend has a gag in her mouth.
Well, she's
right
chained
now.
Up.
So he's never heard it. I mean, I'm sure that his girlfriend would want to say it if she could ever get the gag.
I just cannot wait to meet her.
Oh, she's
she'll be here soon because she got loose how long ago?
No, but the Spurs, you can just tell, like, this is not the same man who that was the MVP against the Pistons. I mean, he's taking too many jumpers. He's not going to the hole half as much as he normally did. And I think regardless of what happens in this series, Golden State is going to be a force. Because, not because of Curry, not because of Klay Thompson, because they got Andrew Bogut. If you look at the Memphis series, you got to have some inside scoring. You got to have somebody that can patrol the inside. Same with Indiana. The Knicks aren't going to win because of Hibbert. And I'm from D.C. I'm a Georgetown fan. I'm from D.C. I had to move to Compton, California, where it's safe. But you got to have some inside scoring, man. And Roy Hibbert is the clumsiest dude I've ever seen in my life. And he's 7'2". You got to have something
seven
on it.
7 feet? No way.
Yeah, he's 7'2".
Imagine that, a basketball player, 7 feet tall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about something else. Okay, go on.
If you look at Andrew Bogut, forget Bogut. I call him Bogus. I mean,
why?
The guy can rebound.
Okay,
well,
I actually was going to say something.
Because as good as he is as far as blocking shots and protecting the paint, he's a liability at the free throw line. He gets into foul trouble. Good defenders do not get into foul trouble, and Bogut is constantly in foul trouble.
What are you going to say?
True! Okay, I didn't think about it like that. Y'all, like, you know how women analyze men and trying to, like, get money from y'all.
We know that all too well.
Scott's got
do you?
A stable.
That's why she's chained.
That's why she's chained. I'm like,
good job, good job, good job. She still's hot, so I would still like to see her.
I think a couple of them are running into the Preakness this Saturday.
Wow. Very possible. That's cool.
Why the long face, I asked
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love this. I want to be on every day, too.
No, but it's like with that, I just think that even with Miami, that's why Chicago has taken them. Oh, because Amanda's from Chicago.
I was born in Chicago. I'm not from there.
But
I didn't even know where Blue Island is. I just know I was born there. I was like, I'm from Chicago. You do?
I do.
Hastings?
I know it.
Wow, that's what it says on my birth certificate. Then I get to see it. I'm like, where? I was 2 years old when we left.
Daryl, I think you're being fooled here. The San Antonio Spurs, it's 2-2. It's basically a best 2 out of 3 series. Now, you're giving the Warriors too much respect, my friend. I think this series is over. This series is over.
Oh, he sounds more.
You know what? If you're watching the series, San Antonio looks old. This is the first time as a San Antonio Spurs fan.
Just because you turned old today. That's why he said
you
that.
You know what? I don't need that from you.
That's you know what? I'm funny than you are.
But they look old. Like, if you watch this series, San Antonio looks old. This is the first time as a Spurs fan that I'm like, wow, they look old. Not Parker, because Parker's hurt, but Manu and Tim
We didn't
Duncan,
know it was a contest, like a, you know, a beauty contest.
I'm not saying a beauty contest.
You keep saying it looked old.
Duncan, look old. But as far as Green, Leonard, Parker, Splitter.
No, but they aren't. But the younger players.
I just made that up.
No, that's his name.
Okay. I just threw that in there.
No, oh, is it? Because he's calling me out if not. Because I have no idea. I've never seen any game ever in my life. No, I'm just teasing.
No, but it's like the other guys that, like, they're going to have a good team in a couple of years. But those guys aren't old enough and they aren't experienced enough. Manu and Duncan look old, man. This is the first, and I'm a Spurs fan. This is the first time that I'm actually watching a game and I'm like, they look old.
So, well, your point's well taken. Like, they're slow?
Not slow, it's just you're
They've been breathing too many times.
No.
After too many steps.
No.
Are you reflecting?
Maybe,
y'all.
Maybe I am. Okay, but they look old.
I think they should just carry off on that because you need to talk about comedy.
No, I don't. How can you talk about
He is. He's talking about Andrew Bogut.
Being old.
That's comedy
being
gold.
Being old.
Okay, what is your...
The guy looks like an orangutan. Are you kidding me?
What does that mean? He's not
Long
old?
Long arms. He's a doofus. Andrew Bogut.
Are you reflecting now?
Scott's bitter. No way.
I lost money on the Spurs yesterday.
Oh,
yes,
there it is. There it is.
I should move on.
It's done.com.
Yeah,
let's
that's
go.
Why you're like, oh, he looks like a doofus because I lost money. But if you had won money, you'd be like, go, Bogut.
Exactly.
Bogut's the greatest.
I see how this works.
Yeah.
There has to be a reason why the Spurs are favored by seven and a half points.
At Golden State. And you were
at San Antonio.
Hold on, hold on. You were dumb enough to bet the Spurs at Golden State after Golden State lost the first game. You're an idiot.
I was dumb enough
to get 4 points the best of it. I had the Spurs +2, which is what it opened. Golden State opened a favorite. All the money came in on San Antonio. It closed Spurs -2. 4 points the best of it. Forget wins and losses. Obviously, I would like to win. But if you're getting 4 points the best of it, obviously you're doing something right. I did everything right except cash the ticket.
Well, you're going to get
and chain her up without, you know, too much without extra being security. Caught.
But Scott, back to the zigzag theory, the Spurs had won game 3, so you actually went against that target.
Right.
Points mean more than opinions, and the zigzag theory is very, very important.
Like
that
but it's
a
one
good line. I was thinking that
it's one.
Can I borrow it?
It's one tool that you use in handicapping games, the zigzag theory. We've talked about how effective it has been the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, but again, you just don't blindly bet the zigzag theory. Right.
We'll
so again, points mean more than
bet
opinions.
Them.
She likes hearing it. I'll keep saying it. Points Ooh. Mean more than opinions. The more you
Is
know,
the
liked? More you grow. That's why I'm round.
Oh, I like that one. The more you grow.
Well, okay. Okay, for those of us, because just remember, this is my first time on the show. Can you explain what the zigzag theory is?
Zigzag theory has to do in the NBA playoffs when you have basically good teams competing against each other. When the one team, let's say the home team, wins game one, the zigzag theory dictates, it's been documented for years from a sports betting standpoint, that the team that lost game one will make adjustments. They will be more competitive. The odds makers will reflect this, and they'll shade it that way. But more time. I'm not saying that that team will win the game straight up, but they will cover the 7, 10, 12-point spread to be more competitive.
That's good inside information.
Inside is correct.
And just so you know, in
you are a quick study.
I am.
In the game twos this year. The zigzag theory is 11-1 in game two. Against the spread. And again, it doesn't matter who wins. Doesn't matter who wins game one. You take the team that lost game one
and take the points.
Take them or lay them in game two. And now it's easy,
yes.
Amanda. All right.
I love it. This is the best. Why have
she
I not
loves
been into
the
sports?
Terminology.
Why have I not been into sports before?
You have. You just haven't known.
I don't understand this. I know. I think I was the foundation for that. Can I say something? You have a very sexy voice. I'm sorry. But
why are you looking at Brett and talking to me?
Because you're funny and you're hot.
Thank you.
And you're funny.
I'm using my barely white voice today.
Oh my God. What is it more of then?
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm not sure.
He is
black?
No, you know
what?
Oh,
you brought a black man on.
You know what? I wish that I had a cotton field right now.
I got some.
Because y'all are sweating like runaway slaves right now. Like, she just told him that and just sweat just right before. I wish I had a cotton field so y'all could just start picking stuff. Because payback
ooh,
is a month.
And payback he is the favorite around here, you know.
But, okay, so who would you take as far as San Antonio in San Antonio?
Well, the Spurs are favored right now by 7. I don't bet square numbers, so I only bet A, if I have a strong opinion, and B, if I'm getting the best of it. So if I get a half point and a half the best of it, it would warrant a bet. Now, in this case, I don't have a professional opinion on this contest. I mean,
really?
I think the line is sharp, it's accurate, and I would not step up to the bet window and risk 10% of the losses by betting one side or the other. I think the Spurs will win the game, but does that mean they're going to win by 8 points or more?
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
But they are at home. They're 30-1 against the Warriors since 1997 in San Antonio.
But that one
just happened a couple games ago.
Right.
I get that. Yeah,
that one just happened a couple games ago.
Right.
And you look at David Lee. God bless him. He's a soldier. David Lee. Like, I don't think people understand David Lee. And you also got to think that the Golden State Warriors aren't going to get as many garbage calls again. That was garbage. Like, I'm a Spurs fan. How do you got Bogut with 3 fouls
in the first 6 minutes?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I had him fouled out by that time.
Right.
But yeah,
so that's not
3 was
happen.
Very conservative.
So that's not going to happen again. So how are you saying that the Spurs are favored?
Because Bogut is in foul trouble every single game because
but
he's a slow.
Those calls aren't going to happen every game, man.
Well, just like home cooking, home court officials, they're corrupt. That's right. I said it. The refs suck in this series. Don't believe me? Talk to my friend Tim Donahue, former NBA official. I'm featured on his site, refpicks.com. I've been reading excerpts. Yes, refpicks.com.
Wow.
Tim Donahue's site. Who,
yeah, that's the guy
ref from
jail.
1994. Yeah, he was in jail. Come on now.
Look,
he was only in there for 11 months.
I am a felon too. Jail is jail. I don't care if you're in for 2 days or 11 months. Jail is jail. So he was in jail. That's
never mind.
No, say it.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Jail is pretty easy. They cook for you. They clean your clothes.
My God.
They, you know what I'm saying? You get taken care of, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Now, something tells me you wouldn't know that unless Daryl told you.
No, he's not like that.
He doesn't.
No,
voice
I
his opinion?
But you
that
do.
Would be news.
You and I definitely
yeah,
do.
Yeah, really.
You and I definitely do. And I appreciate the me getting
Scott,
to jump in.
Let me ask you about that from a handicapping perspective of the game yesterday that goes into overtime. Now, this particular series, they're playing games every other day. And with Daryl's assertion of them, the age factor.
They're old.
They'll play tomorrow.
Right.
They'll play again on Thursday.
No, they're playing on
State.
Tuesday,
yeah,
Thursday.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Sorry.
And then
right?
Saturday.
I know it's your birthday.
Know what? Actually, I'm just trying to cut off your voice.
Old.
No, I'm actually just trying to cut his voice off because she's like, oh my God, he's talking again.
She's mesmerized.
Yeah.
No,
so
I just love being me. Like, hey, I want to be the one. I'm the one.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, overtime, travel from Oakland back to San Antonio, travel back from San Antonio to Oakland. How much of a factor do you put into that?
Big factor, but not what you think. It's going to adversely affect Steph Curry and his weak ankle. So the Spurs, they have the deepest bench in all of basketball, so they will respond very favorably.
Steph Curry's ankle is not as weak as people are saying.
It's actually weaker, and that's why he had to have an injection.
That's bull crap.
No, it's why he had to have an injection. That's why he did not have a great game yesterday.
Wait a second. Did you see that crossover?
During warm-ups? Yeah, he looked great.
No, fourth quarter.
Deep bench. What does that mean?
They have a deep bench. They have a lot of guys that can come off
the play. Forget the starting five. In the NBA, my friend, Amanda, it isn't who are your starting five. Oftentimes, it's who do you have coming off the bench. It's a long game, 48 minutes.
Well, they should come off the bench. They worked hard to get there in the first place.
That's a great observation. I've never heard
that.
You don't care
what she says as long as she says something.
No, they're serious. Like, I'm scared. I thought I was being cute and funny. I could take over, but no, it ain't happening.
We take our sports betting losses very seriously.
I cannot wait to see what happens in the end.
Steph Curry
because y'all make very good points, all of y'all. And I apologize. Thank you,
Steph Curry hasn't done anything since the first two games.
Bull.
The last two games, he hasn't done anything.
If you watch the end of the third quarter of that game yesterday, Steph Curry, he made a couple moves that I'm like, your ankle ain't hurt, bro. I'm sorry. You can sell crazy somewhere
else. He couldn't even feel his leg. They shot him up. And again, he does not want to do this. Two of the last three games,
How do y'all know? Believe half of what
I believe everything
that
I believe everything that I read,
of course,
and
we're
I read
radio,
it
that's not good.
On the bathroom wall before I walked in here.
I did too. That's why I called you.
that's my daily column, by the way.
I know you put it up there. I knew it was you.
Oh, okay, cool. He's not as hurt.
Daryl, word on the street has it that it's hard for me to take you seriously. I know you're a sports dude, right. But it's hard for me to take anyone seriously that is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
Excuse me.
I think I struck a nerve.
What are you?
Oh no, I just tried to be on your side this time. I'm serious.
First of all, kiss my butt, Scott.
Second of all,
yes, I'm a Tampa Bay fan. And I'm not a Tampa Bay fan bandwagon. I was a Tampa Bay fan with Sam Weish and the worst free agent signing of history with Alvin freaking Harper. Why would you pay Alvin Harper that much money? Michael Irvin's on the other side. That's why Alvin Harper caught all the passes. But we paid him all that money to stink in Tampa Bay. All right? But I digress. I'm not going to get angry about that signing. I was there with Sam Weish. I was there for all of this.
That was only about 20 years ago, by the way.
I'm still mad.
Thank you for letting me know. I didn't realize
Thanks
that.
For not moving
yesterday.
On.
Yeah. No, I'm still mad about that. But anyway, yes.
That was
shut up. You don't. Look at that.
But you won a Super Bowl.
No,
since
I like that. That was actually hot. Where you do the hand and it is. So
you were really going to get Scott killed.
The last time I fist bumped a lady, she socked me in the stomach. So that's why I did this.
You need to get better girlfriends.
Once Scott's girlfriend gnaws through her chains,
she's down. She's almost here, by the way.
Yeah,
I've been timing it.
But it's like, yes, I am a Tampa Bay fan. Yeah, I'm a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Why is it that you like Tampa Bay? We were on the same.
God.
It's mental telepathy.
thank God I am psychic because I forget everything.
So what? I mean, you're wearing an Atlanta Braves cap.
You're
from D.C., but you're not a Redskins fan. Why is it that you like Tampa Bay?
No, it's an Amanda Blow.
It's Amanda.
It's an A.
Yes, it's A.
It's an Amanda Blow. It's not
A for Amanda.
Yes, it's not
A. A B. Amanda Blow. I get it.
I
Atlanta Braves.
It was,
that's pretty good.
That's
yeah.
True. Atlanta Braves.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Okay, that's true. But so I'm this is what happened. I was always a Redskins fan. And then the year that the Redskins won the Super Bowl with Doug Williams as the quarterback.
89.
Former Buccaneer quarterback.
We did it again.
Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. He's the first Super Bowl quarterback that got cut after he won the Super Bowl. And I'm like, I'm not saying this race, but that pissed me off so bad. Because if you remember that Super Bowl, which we all do.
You were down 10-0. Doug Williams.
35 points.
Yeah.
The great running Timmy Smith.
Smith should not have been.
Yes.
The
Forget
MVP.
Timmy Smith.
Timmy
we want to talk Doug Williams.
No, what?
Apparently.
No, what? Timmy Smith.
Was that the same Super Bowl?
That was Timmy Smith.
The rookie.
No, Timmy Smith won the MVP, and I think, and I'm gonna say it on the radio station. The reason they gave Timmy Smith the MVP is because they could not stand a black quarterback out dueling John Elway. Because all you heard that week was John Elway this.
So they gave it to the, black.
So they
running
gave it to the running back. No. But it's deeper than that. Like if you
it
look at that.
It gets deeper than that.
That's great.
If you look at that time, that was it. Doug Williams was it. And I would rather give it to a black running back because you black people have been running backs forever. So I'll give you the MVP to the black running back. I can't give an MVP to the black quarterback because that might stimulate some of you black people to actually say, hey, if the coach wants to move me to wide out, I should be a quarterback. Same with Warren Moon, who, as y'all know, have the most professional passing yards. Not Dan Marino. I'm talking about as a pro quarterback, Warren Moon has the most yards passing.
Well, if you include a CFL yard.
Right.
So
and his high school games.
And Pop Warner.
Oh, see that? See that, Scott? See that, Scott? That's cold. But it's for real. There was a time. Now, the Redskins cut him. And I was so hurt and so mad. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to where he came from. And I became a Tampa Bay fan because he was a What's so funny?
I would have never guessed, based on that logic, I had some reasons why you might be a Tampa Bay fan, you might be a fan of the underdog, but no, I would have never guessed.
That's the reason.
I love the logic.
That's the reason.
You put a lot of thought into this.
Yes, I put because they hurt
me. Everything he does, he puts a lot of thought in.
I do, and I think that's his appeal as a comic, because at LA Comedy Club, Bally's on the Strip, we have so many headliners come through that have had their Comedy Central specials, HBO, and Daryl is one of the most requested, and he's one of my favorites simply because he's honest, he's real, and as a side note, you're even funny.
You know what, Scott?
That's a great line.
You know what, Scott?
You know what? I'm starting to go. No, I can't. How about, you know, never mind. Okay. Do you have somebody chained up?
Not that I'm aware of.
You want to chain me?
There you go.
I should be chained up.
Okay. No, but it's like one of those things whereas. That's as far as the LA Comedy Club and Bally's and the fans of mine that follow me, I'm thankful. But yeah, I am kind of thoughtful as far as stuff.
You are very thoughtful.
I really think about a lot of stuff. And that's my logic behind being a Tampa Bay fan.
Do y'all think like that?
They no, not even remotely. But what I love about Daryl, we know
stats,
in professional speaking and in comedy, and it's a tough skill to perfect. He's the master. Make silence your friend. He owns everything that he says. Yes. Now, I've mastered, when I do comedy, I master the silence. I hear nothing when they're supposed to laugh.
Right.
But Daryl, in his conversational tone, owns it through silence.
It's timing.
That's what it is.
Timing.
I've heard that's important when it comes to comedy.
But we're improv. You and I are improv.
Right.
That's why I said I'm funnier than he is. I guarantee you. Improvly? Definitely. Way far. Y'all saw it today. Like, you know what? You saw it. But, you know, when you set it up and you practice all day.
Oh, I was going to glitter people.
Oh, I have your glitter.
Oh, yeah, my glitter.
Daryl, how did you
gonna do that?
I mean, Scott's involved in a lot of different things. How did you get involved in comedy? And then how's that translated into NASCAR?
That's a great
answer. Oh, my God. That's a long answer.
Very good.
I don't want to use up all that time. Oh, at NASCAR.
You got 30 seconds.
And while we're at it, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah, it's like, are you asking me?
Well, you're about as eclectic as anybody I know. You know, sports handicapper, comic, pool boy. You do everything.
Ice cream truck man.
Oh my God! Now we're talking. Go on.
You get your pool cleaned and get
you get your pool
and a free winner chicken dinner.
Right.
No, I mentioned on this show on more than one occasion. I'm glad to hear that you were listening that one day. But for 10 years, all I did in Las Vegas was bet sports professionally. And I've won sports handicapping contests in Las Vegas, but I took my winnings and I opened up multiple businesses, an ice cream truck business, a pool business. I outsource and delegate a lot of the work. Internet marketing businesses. I'm featured on VegasInsider.com, PritchardsPicks.com, RefPicks.com. And one day I'll be on Cocktails, the show with Amanda Blow.
I love that. I think that is so incredible. It's really hard work to do. I had a show, or not a show. I would like to have been a show. It was a hot dog cart called Hottie Dogs. We've got the hottest buns in town. You just reminded me of that. Like, you know, and it was cute girls in whatever area we were in. We would dress the part.
Have a business partner.
We are alike. You are the man me.
I have to say, Amanda, that the ice cream truck business that I have, it's an LLC, losing lots of cash.
Well, I would have melted all my ice cream because I'm would've? So hot.
Well, here's the problem. So. My business partner was upset because he's asking me, why are we not making any money? I said, listen, man, I'm sure it's the economy. He said, listen, man, I'm sure you're eating up all the profits. But Daryl, I want to hear.
Aren't you a comedian?
I've thought about it.
He needs to stand up.
Why aren't you a comedian?
That's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What next? Why aren't you?
Oh, Scott, oh my God!
Scott is in the sound room. Scott is in the sound room, dying
so
right
sorry.
Now.
I mean.
What next? Why aren't you a sports
number
better?
One.
Exactly. Scott is in the sound room, dying right now. That was the greatest line ever.
I'm so sorry.
That was the greatest line ever.
I love you, and I don't want to get. Maybe I do want
to
get.
Daryl, what would you attribute your success to? Comedy. In comedy, being
that's
the man, Comedy Central, HBO, Showtime, George
what?
Carlin's label.
You know what?
Bada bing, bada boom.
What Ooh. I contribute my success to is this. I believe if you touch people's hearts, they're loyal to you. And as you know in comedy, I always tell people I'm not smart enough to make stuff up. So what I do is I share my life with my audience, which makes them become more than just people watching a monkey spit out jokes. They become part of my life. Every audience that I perform in front of becomes part of my life. And I believe wholeheartedly that if you can touch somebody's heart, not just make them laugh, if you can touch somebody's heart, that they have a special connection with you. And I think that's what George had. I don't want to be I don't want to be one of those comics. I'm not going to say any names, but they're flashes in the pan. Like, they make a lot of money in a three-year span, and you know that. It's some dudes that are popular as all get out for 3 years, and they make a gang of money, but that's it. I want to be a George where people that love me at 20 years old, love me at 30 years old, love me at 40 years old.
And you know what? It happens like, on a personal note, I have to say, seriously. We were talking the other day, and there's certain people that come through our lives, and it might sound cheesy, but we're going to do it. He started it. you know, we're healers, and we have to make a point and be an example, and we don't get to spend a lot of time together because we are being examples in a way that we can touch a lot of people's hearts.
We're going to take a quick break because Brett Grant is starting to tear up.
He actually pulled out the Kleenex.
I just said that earlier. If you have an issue, here's
a tissue.
Tissue. Oh my God.
He actually pulled out the tissue. I didn't know y'all had who. Hey, Scott.
Hey, blow this.
Scott, back in the sound room. Scott, back in the sound room. Do you put the props out, man? Because that was on time. That was on time. He didn't. Scott didn't run out and throw tissues
at all. No, no.
It was already there, which is dog. This
that
station,
was tight.
This station is awesome because he already had the props set up ready for him.
That
was beautiful.
So hot.
We're going
no,
to take
a
quick commercial break.
Tissues.
You're listening to The Odds Couple. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on KSHP AM 1400 Radio. Scott Pritchard, live and worldwide, Vegas Video Network. Check out my site, PritchardsPicks.com. That's right, I've been featured all over my own website. Also, VegasInsider.com. We get almost 1 million views a day on my site, Pritchard's Picks, about 6. And then Tim Donahue, his site. Tim Donahue's site, refpicks.com. Be sure and check that out. We're going to encourage you to continue to be a part of the show. Reach out to us. Email us, oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, we would love to hear your voice on our show. Go to our site, Vegas Video Network, right-hand side, live chat voicemail. And on the right side, a red bar, click there, start recording in the middle of the page, the green bar. And then live chat is up and running. Studio line is open, 702-221-7283.
You never gave us, You never gave us the number to tell people to call
us. I have people to call in.
702-221-7283. That number again,
319-774-2782. And then I want to hear him
say it.
Say it
one more time. No, she wants to hear Brett say it.
First, you and then you. Okay, so say it in your best voice.
702-221-7283.
Do we do it as Mark
no,
Albert?
No. Do it as a sex, trying to get Amanda Pillow excited.
Oh, good Lord. 221.
I didn't even have to.
7283. That's 221 save. That's 221 rave, actually, if you look at that on the.
He's messing this up. He is. Brent.
I cannot choose.
7283 is R-A-V-E.
Hey, I misspell everything, too. So.
Brent, I'm never, you know what?
Never talking to me again?
No, it's like, I can't bring a girl anywhere near you because you're messing up the phone number and everything.
I'm sorry.
You can mess up anything you want, especially my hair.
Oh, Lord.
It's time for Spin to Win. We're going to have the very lovely Amanda Blow.
It's not spin the bottle.
Don't worry, we didn't have to spin the bottle. We had it controlled.
Okay.
The professional sports bettor bets with their head, never their heart. We are going to be forced to make an argument for one side or the other. Wherever it lands, it lands. I'll go first. I will be forced to make an argument for the Heat, minus the 7, 8, or the Bulls plus the 8. Let's spin to win there, pretty lady. Spin it. Come on.
There we go.
All right.
You're not gonna
hurt it. The Miami Heat taking on the Chicago Bulls in Chicago. Heat favored by 8. Who do I have?
You're in Heat.
I am in Heat. Yes, I am.
No, Brett's in Heat. Anyway.
Miami Heat on the road. Forget the people who say points mean more than opinions. That's a farce. Talent wins. The cream will rise to the top. Miami Heat minus the 8 on the road. It's cheap. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Ring up the cashier. This thing is sick today. Minus the 8.
Again,
see the cashier.
You got the touch of a bull.
That's
speaking
true.
Of which, points mean value because underdogs are always valued in the NBA. And if the Bulls are going to make a series of this, they've got to win tonight and play well tonight. So I'll take the 9. Or what is it? 8? 8.5? What are we at?
8.
8. I'll take
8
9.
Feeling great.
I'll take 9.
What are the numbers? What are the numbers I can choose from?
You can choose from
9 to 9.5 to 8. Okay, I go.
You're starting to sound like Anthony Padilla. He just makes things up as he goes along, and the uncanny thing is, Amanda, he wins.
You so got me.
He has not lost.
You so got me.
He has not lost a game since, I believe, February.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. See, she has the touch. Have you done this before?
I think the bell's screaming for mercy.
No, not that one.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to The Odds Couple. I'm so excited. My good buddy, Daryl Wright,
birthday
famous
boy,
comedic
happy
headliner.
Birthday.
It's his birthday today.
I want him to sing happy birthday to you for me.
I can't take that because they don't have plastic on the chairs. Because if he starts singing, she's going to go nuts. Like, if he starts singing, she's going to go nuts. I already know it. Like, Brett hasn't talked much, but every time.
He knows me, too.
You can see her shiver every time he
says
that.
I see that.
I love it. It's the voice. Like,
if I was only this popular in high school.
No, you wouldn't be this popular now.
Exactly.
Good point. It takes work.
It took me 20 years to figure that out.
Hey, and this is your prime time. Men age like a fine wine.
There you go.
Here we go. And
Amanda,
now
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but my good buddy Brett, married man.
So what?
So
that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that people can't get turned on by his voice.
You're gonna get more blah 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 tonight. God, I'm so glad I did that.
That was split.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Because
as well.
when you look all new and shiny when another woman, especially somebody is my where my status, I am like somebody.
I'm
kind of somebody.
You're sort of kind of important.
I'm kind of important. You know?
I'm kind of a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm sort of a big deal. You know, like me, sees how fun
is she
and
listening
awesome
right now?
You are.
Is she listening?
She's like, what's that?
Is she listening right now?
Oh,
God,
I hope
she
is.
I think their next show is going to be in the parking lot. If
Hey, I can do it there too.
Oh my goodness! But dog, you
are
in there.
You are fine.
You were in there. You were in there.
Yeah, you are in.
We want to address a segment on the show that Brett and I do on a daily basis. It's called "Are You Kidding Me?" Brett,
you're fine too. I swear you are.
You don't have to throw that out. Just
no. He's funny when somebody
leave my looks out of this.
No, when somebody makes me laugh, I'm in love. That's why I'm with Daryl.
You know what?
And myself.
What are you saying? I'm funny looking?
No,
she
you're funny.
Funny.
You're hilarious.
And
I'm a funny guy.
What's better than laughing?
I'm, because of you, I'm going to start to do comedy.
Wait, I'd like to ask a question to y'all, and it is, do y'all laugh when you're having sex? And what do you feel about it when it does happen, if it has?
Let's start with Brett.
Usually at myself, yes.
No, no, seriously. Like, it's, I'm seriously asking you, have you had sex and have you been able to laugh when you're having sex with her?
Yeah, Brett, that's a good
him?
Question.
Or him.
Wow. Oh, no, my God.
I don't know.
I can I'll go ahead. I can see you're on the hook here. But I'm big on honesty, and I have to say that I do not. I refuse to laugh during sex. I'm more than anything else, I'm annoyed based on how much money I just spent.
Thank you. We love the money you spent.
It is no laughing matter.
Okay. We love hold on, because we're almost gone. So let's make sure that
we've
get to the segment.
We've been gone for a while.
No,
yeah, the segment is, I almost forgot. Are you kidding me?
Okay, what's are you kidding
me? No.
Brett, you're up.
Are you kidding me? We talk about frustration in the world of sports. So are you kidding me is going to be Sergio Garcia. Who's
oh my God.
Crying like a baby on Saturday because somebody clapped when Tiger pulled a club out of the bag. And Sergio couldn't react and play well, and he said stupid things in the media. And then, of course, Saturday, that happens. He finishes a round on Sunday. Oh, he goes into the final round.
It.
He's tied for the lead on the 17th hole.
I love it.
And he promptly plops two in the water
on
17 and another in the water on 18.
It.
So, Sergio.
Are you kidding me? I love it.
My segment, are you kidding me? I get annoyed. It's why I watch very few games. I handicap sports. I try to get the best of it. Odds, numbers, laws of probability have nothing to do with watching a game. And you'll understand why. I was bored. I decided to watch my investment, Warriors against the Spurs, Oracle Arena, Oakland, California, one of my favorite places. I have to say that I get annoyed. The media will pick up on something and they will just milk it. It's like, oh, my reporter friends and I, we came here with headphones because it's going to be loud today. We have a decibel meter, and every time Curry makes a shot or Bogut blocks a shot, we have to see this decibel meter. It's like, we get it, man. It's loud, okay? Can you just leave it at that? Are you kidding me?
I married an Italian woman. I should put that in my kitchen. How loud it is.
Daryl, what is it that frustrates you when it comes to sports and or sports betting?
I don't sports bet. I'm sorry. But what annoys me is the lack of going to – I know what? I'll be honest. I'm a Spurs fan. What
that's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, kiss my butt.
Me too.
What annoys me is the lack of credit that Tim Duncan gets for his career.
Or being old.
You got to be joking. Blake Griffin has commercials. He hasn't done anything. He doesn't even have a 12-foot jumper. This is a dude that has 4 championships. The Spurs get no love. Tony Parker has been – like, how can you have the audacity to say that Chris Paul – or Derrick Rose, or even Russell Westbrook's stupid butt. He's dumb. I don't care what nobody says. Russell Westbrook is an idiot. I'll leave it at that. How can you not have Tony Parker as the best point guard in the NBA, point blank? He has the jewelry. How can you have the audacity to say Manu Ginobili is not going to walk into the Hall of Fame?
I gotta
how can
answer.
You not... How can you sit there and say Tim Duncan is not among the best players in history? You hear Kobe Bryant. You hear LeBron James. You never hear Tim Duncan. 4 rings, playboy. Who else has 4 rings?
That's true.
Who else has 4 rings? But no, because they do it with class and because they do it the way it's supposed to be done without a bunch of fanfare. And actually, I base my comedy on kind of the Spurs. You know what? I'm not on the internet. I purposely pull my comedy off of the internet. You won't see me in a bunch of stupid Gangnam style clips because that's corny. Know what? Come out, see me do comedy the old fashioned way where I have to earn your laughs. I'm not going to be a gimmick. I'm not going to be any of that. I do it because I study this and because I love it. And I believe.
And we love you.
And I believe in my heart I do comedy the right way. So that's what I am. I'm not flash. I'm just substance. And I guess that's why it really irks me that San Antonio doesn't get as much credit because they remind me as far as comedy, as far as what I try to do.
Tim Duncan, I couldn't agree more. I mean, Marc Gasol was the defensive player of the year, voted on by the brain-dead media. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? I mean, have the players, and Tim Duncan would be the defensive player if the players voted. You ask the players, they will tell you Tim Duncan is the man. Amanda, you
better
had something
yet,
to say?
No, better yet, ask the guys who are taking all this information and see how much they got paid from whoever.
Yeah, hey, that's yeah, a good that's point. A good Sounds point. Like a conspiracy. You should write a book like my buddy Tim Donaghy.
Oh, Timmy. Hi, Timmy.
Tim was part of it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Never
oh,
mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Conflict.
Like, we're talking. Okay. Yeah.
That'd be bad.
All right. Well, we have one last segment before we wrap things up with Daryl and Amanda,
wrap me up.
And that
what?
Is.
You were
we're going to
get the. Oh, look, Scott's girlfriend is outside. She just gnawed through her
What's
chain.
What's with those shackles?
Yeah, she just gnawed through her shackles. And she's
and
banging
she's
on
still
the window.
Good,
and
y'all.
She's still, yeah. That, yeah. Amanda was like. Amanda was right. She's still fine and
she
shackled.
She's fine. Shackle me if I can look like that.
This is the part of the show where Brett and I put money into your pocket as we together put you
Where's
on
the
right
the
side.
For me, right side, I think I lost on Thursday. I don't remember it so long ago. But that's a good thing about being a playing a game here and there is you have to have a short memory, right? Darryl?
Right.
I'm going to go to a baseball game tonight, and that's the Washington Nationals at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers have won a couple in a row, but don't be fooled by that. They beat the Miami Marlins. They're not really in Major League Baseball.
Is it just me, or does the Marlins Stadium look like somebody opened a dance club and put a baseball field
yeah,
in
like
the middle?
It's like a piñata
like,
on LSD.
It's like somebody was on an acid trip and said, "Hey, bruh. Let's just put a baseball field right in the middle of this joint." Like,
exactly.
Okay.
I agree.
Maybe that's what we can afford.
Jordan Zimmermann on the mound for the Nationals today. He's been terrific, Scott. 6-1 with a whip of .82 on the season. So he's given up less than one base runner in inning, and he's been terrific. And the Dodgers can't hit. So I like the Nationals, -$1.24.
Why can't the Dodgers hit?
They have no hitters.
Yes, they do. They have Gonzalez. I remember 2 years ago. Adrian Gonzalez hitting for the Padres. He had no protection. And he was killing. What happened? Did he
it's
get tough?
Tough. It's tough. He's it's old. A pitcher-friendly park. A lot of foul territory. We're going to get to my right side to recap what took place on Friday. Another winner. Unfortunately, not my style to brag, but listen up. 7-1. 7-1. My last 8 plays. I'm not happy that I lost one game in the last 8 days.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather talk about the 7 winners. 7-1 ATS against the spread my last 8. Whenever I get cocky like this, I almost always lose. So buyer
beware.
Could
you shut up and just make the pick?
You ain't losing today.
All right.
Right, because you're like,
the Chicago Bulls are they're at home hosting the Miami Heat. The total for this game is 187.5. I played it last night, gave the play to my good buddy Jacob Cannon, only to wake up this morning. The money's coming in on the under. I still see value under 187, the Bulls versus the Heat, based on field goal attempts, shooting percentages, and it's going to be a knockdown drag out. The only way the Bulls have a shot in this game is to do what they do. They play with heart, energy, effort, passion. I like under 187. The Bulls.
That's a sucker bet. I know that much. I should have my own show. That's 99 points for each team, right? Basically.
Yes. Have you not been paying attention? When's the last time you made a total bet, my friend? I mean, Daryl.
No, that's like.
Well, 95-95 is
95-95 is 190.
How do these sports books
no
stay
way.
Open, Daryl's
no
wondering.
Way. There's
Me
no
too,
way.
Because I don't get it.
There's no way that the Bulls are going to get anywhere near 90 points. So you're basically betting that Miami won't score more than 100 because the Bulls aren't scoring 90. That's not even happening.
So do you like the over or do you like the under?
The under. Not unless
I just said
crazy.
I'm giving out the under.
No, but I'm like, that's just like, pick something
up. I'm actually concerned because Daryl's agreeing with me.
No,
I might
Scott,
have to change
Scott,
my opinion.
No,
men
Scott.
Are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Scott,
I heard that.
That was a sucker bet. I like what Brett did. Brett made a pick that's a hard pick. You just made a sucker bet pick.
No, there's no such thing. The sports books make it to where it's a 50-50 prop. And now I'm starting to think maybe it is not a good bet because you think it's too obvious that I'm right.
Yeah, that's too obvious.
Too obvious. Okay.
Somebody must
you better bet the over, folks, if you want to cash
it. That's too easy. That's too easy.
I'm
Bulls
scared.
Can't score.
I'm going to get off my bet
I'm
now.
I'm going to do both.
The Bulls can't score. So basically you are betting on Miami not scoring a lot of points because the Bulls aren't going to even get 90. Who's going to shoot? Robinson? Yes, he went off one game, but come on, dog. He's 5'8". Midgets do not need to play basketball. And for all you midgets, little people do not need to be playing basketball. I don't care. He's cute. Dude is sort of like Nate Robinson is like if a robber breaks in your house and you have a little dog. Sometimes he'll bite him, but I'd rather have a pit bull. Like, maybe you might scare one robber, but you ain't going to scare everybody with a pocket chihuahua. That's Nate Robinson. He'll have one good game, but let's face it, he's 5'8". Come on, man.
Daryl, you've been a great guest. We can't wait to have you back on the show. Thanks for
Happy
being
birthday.
Here, young man. Happy birthday,
dog.
Guys, thank you for having me. Thank you, Amanda, for coming
with
me.
Thank you for letting me here.
And Amanda Blow, you're beautiful. Thanks for being here. Daryl, I love the company that he keeps. You're welcomed anytime. Continued good luck with your show on Sirius Radio Cocktails.
Thank you.
Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
For Brett Grant, my name is Scott Pritchard. Individually, we're not too impressive, but together, we are the odds couple. Live worldwide, Vegas Video Network, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Simulcast on KSHP AM 1400 Radio. Check out my site, PritchardsPicks.com. For Brett Grant, I'm Scott Pritchard. Have a great day. Good luck and goodbye.